Psalm 62, verse 7. In God is my salvation and glory. The rock of my strength and my refuge is in God. The word salvation in that scripture is the root word for Yeshua, the Christ of God. It is the same word used in Job 5:4, and the translators interpreted it as safety. The Lord is our only help and sanctuary, and no kings, no princes, no bureaucrats or politician on this earth, not any flesh and blood, can ever offer us any long-standing safety. Psalm 146, verse 3. Do not put your trust in princes nor a man in whom there is no safety. How often have we, as a nation, put our trust in our government to deliver us from poverty, criminal activity, fear, and desolation? But yet over and over, man's ability to make himself safe in the long run just doesn't work out very well. Proverbs 14:26. In the fear of the Lord there is strong confidence, and his children will have a place of refuge. Over time, and through much trouble, I have consistently seen the Lord as my refuge and sanctuary, especially when the promises of sanctuary from men, it was all just a vacuum. When I have been cornered by hell, the Lord opened a way for me and gave me shelter and deliverance. When my sin and wrongness of character surrounded me, God gave me shelter. I am a witness. I have seen it and lived it. The Lord is truly my shepherd and my best friend. I lack for nothing and always have more than enough. He offers me a resting place in grassy pastures to lounge in his luxurious love. He leads me by quiet water, an oasis of peace where he restores my soul and revives my life. He guides me in right paths for the sake of his own name. Even if I pass through death's dark ravines, I will fear no disaster, for God is with me. Your authority is my strength and my peace. The comfort of your love takes away my fear. I'll never be lonely, for Lord, you are near. You prepare a table for me, even as my enemies watch. You anoint me with the fragrance of your Holy Spirit. You give me all I can drink of you until my heart overflows. So why would I fear the future? For your goodness and love pursue me all the days of my life. Then afterward, when my life is through, I'll return to your glorious presence to be forever with you. It is my heart's desire that everyone and anyone who hears the gospel of Christ will find safety for themselves. We all need a safe place. The Lord offers the promise of refuge to all who would call on his name. The Lord alone is our safe place and leads us in the paths of righteousness. Think about it.